too late.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back.
It's been long a time no see.
It's been so long. We have a new host.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name's Eli. I'm in KP. Oh, we know we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later, but
well, we can,
my name's Eli.
Yeah. Okay,
Eli. Nice to meet you guys.
We're back.
Yeah. Because we forgot to do it last time, we're going to give a huge shout out to our team who's been working tirelessly for the past 30 minutes to try and get
our longer than
yeah.
that.
So behind the camera right now, we have Nick and Aiden.
We also have Dean.
Dean's currently not with us.
Okay, that sounds terrible. Phrase that wrong.
Sorry.
Dean is alive and well. He's just somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Charlton, who is our treasurer.
Yes.
And Lorette, who is our social media person. So that's good.
You'll meet them soon, hopefully.
Yes, that'll be good. So... since it's been a while, we can reintroduce ourselves and then
sure
talk more about Eli, I guess.
Yeah,
you want to go first?
Sure. My name's Arib. I'm in my fourth year, which feels crazy to say.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah,
in life.
Well, no. What are you majoring in?
I'm a fourth-year psychology specialist, and I'm minoring in Buddhism, psychology, and mental health. Yeah.
That's it. What's your role? How are you involved?
I am the SMICSU VP of not mental health.
Ah, we changed.
Community
life. He took my role.
I did. I took your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm also a resident Don.
A good one.
That's it.
Yeah.
The best.
Thank you.
Yay. I'm Stephanie. I'm also in my fourth year now, which is wild. I'm doing criminology and sociology as a double major, and I'm just doing podcasts. I'm just here.
Orientation marshal.
For good vibes. Oh, yeah. I was an orientation marshal, which was great. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's it, really. Eli?
Hi, my name's Eli. I'm in my third year, so
wow.
You guys will have to see more of me. I'm in KPE. I'm doing a minor in psychology, and I'm a Don this year of the lower level, the Roots at St. Mike's.
The Roots?
Yay. That's fun. Okay. Maybe we'll talk about orientation a bit. We all kind of had a different role in orientation.
Yeah, well, we didn't have a job. We were just...
Yeah, but you guys were there.
My role was to be fair. Have fun, get
I saw you, like, almost just as much as a lot of the other marshals. So. Yeah. I was a marshal.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun planning events throughout the summer. And then, like, a week's just always a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how you all spend, like, 4 months planning for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think about it.
It's crazy.
But it was very well planned. I think
It was amazing.
All my four orientations that I've experienced, this one was my favorite.
I agree. I think the group is, like, so much closer this year. Like, we actually have, like, a group chat outside of, like, our work group chat, which is great.
The energy was just amazing.
Yeah.
It was so high.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, I think, like, COVID kind of really, like, I don't say ruined orientation, but it really, like...
It changed it for sure.
It did change it. And, like, this year, I felt like it almost, like, fully recovered. I mean, I don't know what it was like before COVID, but I imagine it was what this year felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing we're missing is the parade, but we're going to get back on that because that's so much fun.
Yeah.
But your off was good, too. It's rigged. Sorry for all the non-SMC people watching. They shouldn't be.
That's okay. We won bed races.
We did, as always.
Again.
15-year streak.
15 years. It's crazy. It's my last year as a passenger princess. Yeah. So sad.
That was your role in orientation. Passenger princess.
Okay. Do we want to go into some questions?
Yeah.
So I asked on our story. Let me pull it up. I asked for anybody to send in questions, whether it's advice or for recommendations or any just silly questions. Mm-hmm. And we got quite a few.
The people had questions.
Yeah, the people had questions. So they don't know what these questions are. I did tell them one, but the rest they don't know. So I'm just going to go through them. We're going to get some answers. The first one is, and it's all anonymous, not saying names.
No.
If you could, how would you redesign Toronto?
Oh.
More which is a crazy more transit lines, question.
Like more accessible transit. Yeah. As great as our transit system is, it's still a little bit hard to get around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I think Kensington Market during the I forgot what they're called, but like the Fridays or something like that, where like it's just open, it's accessible, and you can just walk through it. Like all of Toronto would be like that if I had my say. And
that's
more walkable.
Yeah, more walkable, more bikeable,
less car centric
for sure. Yeah. We'd have like a SkyTrain or like a SkyRail, that type of thing. that would be it.
We're thinking far into the future.
I think like more green spaces would be nice. Or, like, more green spaces. Because, like, in the winter, it's a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, I feel like I would move the CN Tower, but I don't know where.
Closer to here. Right smack in the middle of UNT campus.
Imagine. That would be so funny.
Replace the angel statue with
the CN Tower.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. This one is a bit spicy. How do I approach a crush when I'm unsure with how they feel about me?
Mr. Psychologist.
I think it depends on like
start us off.
What was the how do I approach a crush?
How do I approach a crush when I'm unsure with how they feel about me? I think it depends on like how you know them. Like, is this like a DM situation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like you've never talked to them in person before and you're like, oh my god, you've seen them and you have a crush and you want to like DM them. Or is it like
I'm a huge proponent of friends. Just like being direct and just saying like, hey, these are my feelings for you. I'm wondering if you feel the same way about me. And if they say no, then that's fine. At least you have, you know, closure and clarity on what they feel, right? And then you can stop wasting your time if they don't feel the same way.
Agreed.
Yeah. Uncommunicated expectations create resentment, so.
Wow. You
definitely want to.
Oh, that was deep.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, it's great.
It would have been like 10 a.m. Yeah, my bad. But yeah, I think just being really clear about what you expect. Maybe we're thinking about like a situation where they're just meeting this person and then boom, it's like a crush. Mm-hmm. But like, what if it's been like a long term?
Long term. Yeah.
Like, how do you communicate that type of.
I think for me, because I've had this happen in the past before. Being just like literally just saying it because even like regardless of their response, you're gonna feel that like weight off your shoulders that you were able to tell them. And if they didn't, you're able to like move, like obviously you might be sad if you have a crush on them and they don't like you back, but like you can take the time that you need and then move on and maybe find something like someone else that you might not have been looking for because you were so focused on that one person. Or if they do like you back, then there you go.
Exactly.
You're great.
Yeah.
So,
Just being like that is hard. I see the other side where it's hard to be upfront about your feelings, especially if you don't know the person very well.
Yeah.
Right? So.
I think just go for it.
But also, like, that gets you nowhere in life.
Yeah.
So.
Just go for it.
Yeah. Life's too short.
Life is too short.
Okay. We're going to go for the next question. Is it a peacock or a turkey?
Oh, what, no.
A peacock or a turkey?
Not this. When you have the context that we do. Do you know the one video that Giuseppe and
Jack,
yeah.
I still don't know what they were fighting about, but it's so interesting.
Whether it was a peacock or a turkey.
Yeah.
What's it?
Robards.
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean, think it was designed to be a peacock, but I think it looks more like a turkey.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I despise brutalist architecture from the outside?
Yeah.
In the on the inside, however, turkey, definitely turkey.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. What is your advice on making friends? This could be like a good like
definitely
for first years.
Capitalize on the first few weeks. Before people get busy, especially in first year, like this is when everyone wants to make friends, and like this first month is when they're the most social, everyone's the most social and open to making connections, I think once you get into October, like midterms start, and then people get more closed off, and then like, it's just harder. I'm not going to say it's impossible because it's not, right? Like we became friends in like second year, for example, right? But it's definitely easiest in first year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more of like a mentality, just like being open to meeting new people. Because you never know where you're going to make a friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like classes are huge.
Yeah.
Just sit next to someone and like talk to them.
Yeah.
Even just make a joke about your prof or like the class or something. It's super easy.
Or like in your classes, offer to study with someone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if there's like any like group things,
yeah,
like presentations or assignments, be like, hey, do you want to be my partner?
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Even people outside your program, you can ask to study. Like, that's one thing about U of T. We all need to study. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Let it just go to Robarts and find 1,000 people in there at any time.
And one thing that I, the advice that I've been giving to a lot of my residents is just ask good questions, like ask open-ended questions. Because we get into this cycle of like, hi, what's your name? What's your major?
Yeah.
Like, people hear that, will hear that so many times by the end of like a week and then like the end of the year.
Yeah.
That, like, any change in that, just asking people.
Student unions, that's how we met.
Yeah.
Like, you meet so many people, and especially if you enjoy that kind of stuff, you're going to find people and that also enjoy that.
So
and boom,
many opportunities. Like, there's so many opportunities at U of T. There's like 700 clubs.
Yeah. You want to play chess? Go play chess. You want to run? Go
F1
run.
Club.
You want to do a podcast? Join a podcast. Club. Don't do a podcast.
Or make a club.
Yeah.
It's
actually not hard to make a club at SMC. Yeah. So
you do like a cupcake club.
I would join that.
Yeah.
Somebody make cupcake club.
Cupcake club. I said not to do a podcast, not because I don't like it. I just don't want people to take my job.
SMC. Say it next, cupcakes.
Oh my god. Wow, I'm starting a new club. Okay. How do I balance school and life and work and everything?
Google Calendar.
That's actually a really good option.
Daily planner. Stay organized. Write everything down. You're not going to remember everything.
No.
That's what I thought coming in because I was great at that in high school.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my god, I forgot. And I missed tutorials. Yeah. And I was like, ooh.
Your brain is really good at having ideas and not necessarily remembering those ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Time blocking.
Yeah.
Like, literally give yourself time. Like, I have a set time every week where it's just like I'm losing my mind and then for an hour and it's just it just gives me time to catch up on everything else that's going on and like giving yourself time, like scheduling your sleep too is super important as a student because like you're gonna like that's one of the things that sacrificing it could actually make other things in your life like athletics or academics like worse. So scheduling your sleep along with your classes, like clubs and stuff like that. Google Calendar. So
and on that note, like I scheduling meals.
I was literally just about to say with you, you're the first person that I saw that with because like I saw his Google Calendar once. He was like showing me his schedule and all you see is like he has class and then there's like lunch and then it's like workout, right? He, you literally have like a breathing schedule, like literally. And I'm like, I've never like put in like, oh, lunch from 12 to 1 because I'm just like expecting that I'd eat, right? Or I'd feed myself at one point a day. But like when you're so busy with classes and assignments and essays and all that stuff, and especially if you work as well, you might not like that, just gets pushed. So having like,
can I plug something?
Yeah.
So there's this guy on YouTube, his name is Thomas Frank. And I think his like website is called College Info Geek or something, but he has this like free ebook called like 10 Steps on How to Earn Awesome Grades or something. And that book, it literally saved my life in first year because it's like literally like it covers all of this. It's like how to make a calendar and like how to take notes and stuff and how to make friends in like a 50-page ebook. So maybe we'll link him in the bio or something.
He's our coworker on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can find us on YouTube.
He has a few more million subscribers than us.
shameless plug from a celebrity.
Okay, we got a few more. What are your thoughts?
No thoughts.
No, head empty.
No thoughts.
Only readings.
My thoughts are podcasts. No thoughts? That's it?
No.
Okay. Next question. Who's Basil?
Are we allowed to? Is that?
I mean, okay. Here's the thing. At any given time, it's
multiple. It's true.
It's multiple people. Like, it's not just one person. Like, there's a team of people who rotate Basil. So yeah.
The thing is, kids graduate.
Yeah.
We don't have people come back to be Basil.
It would be a terrible job.
Yeah, but Basil's really just Basil. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, like, if anyone wants to be Basil, it's like not. There's no application. You can just, I don't know, DMs next to you.
No, serious applications. We have interviews.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this question's actually funny because it's ironic. What's the best question we've gotten so far? So, based off of what I've asked you, what do you think is your favorite question?
Turkey or peacock? It's still in the back of my mind. It's so obscure. Yeah.
Why are you flipping back and forth between the two? You don't know what it is?
No, I'm set on my answer, but so, I just, I don't know where that came from.
I like all questions. I appreciate questions.
So inclusive.
Yeah,
I like that.
I don't have a favorite question.
Okay, another one. Any podcast recommendations other than Unfiltered?
No.
Watch us. Not allowed to watch or listen to any other podcast.
So my friend Henry, if you're watching this, hi.
Hi.
He probably won't be, but
how do you know?
How do I know Henry? We went to Greece.
No. Oh. How do you know he won't be listening? Yeah, how do you know Henry?
We went to Greece together for a summer abroad class. He recommended me this podcast called Totally Arbitrary. And it's about trees, like arbitrary is like A-R-B-O-R. And so I've kind of been listening. Each podcast is like a different tree, right? So that one was kind of fun.
Is it just like
they just talk about the tree? Like,
do you listen to that like to go to bed?
No, like no. I don't know.
In the middle of the day.
Oh, there's also one called The Pen Addict that I really like.
What's that one about?
Pens?
No freaking way. How do you find these things?
I don't know. I have really boring taste in podcasts.
Oh my god.
Do you watch them to go to sleep, or is it?
I don't really watch them anymore, I think. When I was younger, I would watch them or just listen to them to like study or get work done. Yeah.
Video essays, I feel like I watch more often than podcasts. It's like similar deal, but yeah, on anything, like literally if I'm interested in something, I'll just search up video essay and then like,
that's interesting. I've never done that before.
Do my research if I'm like hearing something that's different.
Okay, last question. How do I get jacked like a reeb?
Which Jack? Oh, get jacked.
Get jacked. How do you get jacked like you? What do you do when you work out? I've just been
lifting weights for like the past 3 years.
Oh, that's
consistency.
It?
Yeah, consistency in action will go a long way in life, just in general.
How much can you lift now?
Not that much, actually.
But you're jacked, apparently.
Yeah, well, this is like, your strength doesn't correlate with like how much muscle mass you have.
That's right? True.
Like a lot of bodybuilders who like train for like competitions and they're super lean and they have really low body fat, they're actually like, they'll tell you they feel pretty weak because like they have no energy. Also like eat protein, like eat healthy. There's no secret, it's what you'd expect. Like sleep 8 hours a night, eat enough protein, eat it healthy, and then work out.
Kinesiology.
What's your favorite workout or like exercise?
Okay, well, besides weights, I really like yoga and like hot yoga. I find that like I really like movement, and that's a form of movement that like is both good for your body and your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And there's almost like an aspect of meditation to it, like it's a moving meditation. So yoga, and then like I took a boxing class last semester actually at Bouldering. That was really cool.
Did you get punched?
Yes. Like, not, we didn't get, like...
No.
Like...
Not physically.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, like...
but aren't you holding the things? Is that part
of the... No, so the idea is you, like, move out of the way.
Oh,
like, you dodge. They trained you to, like, dodge it, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get hit.
Thank you.
We're so happy you could be here.
Yeah, it was Marie actually took that class with me. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, we were partnered up.
That's funny.
Marie was one of the Dons last year. So, shut up, Marie. I hope you're doing well.
Yay. Okay, another thing we did last year, which we might bring back. I haven't chosen a topic, but I would always ask like a dumb, controversial topic question.
Yeah.
So let me find one. That's actually good. What month is it? We're in September. It's still early. Okay. Yeah. I remember why we've asked these questions. I don't remember if I asked you this, but we'll ask it again. Is it better to put milk or cereal in the bowl first?
Oh my God. Do you know why you asked me this? Because I put...
Because we disagree.
Yes.
Because you're a psycho.
Cereal. No, I put milk first.
Yeah.
Well,
tell me you don't do that.
It depends on the cereal.
What do you mean? That's even more controversial. Whoa. Okay. We're going to take turns. I, like a normal human being, put the cereal first and then put the milk and then I eat. You?
I was raised to put the milk first.
But, like, my issue is, I put, like, the amount of cereal that I want to eat, and then the milk is, like, whatever fills the bowl.
Okay.
Oh, I never heard that one before.
You? How much milk do you put?
Like, halfway.
So it's a complete half and half of cereal
Not necessarily. Milk. It's just how much I'm feeling. It's based on vibes.
But you're eating the cereal.
I don't really eat cereal anymore, but, like... no, but then like whatever milk is left, you just drink it. It's like cereal milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but I'm saying like, shouldn't you prioritize the cereal? Cause that's the actual food that you're eating. Like you're not eating cereal for the milk. You're eating cereal for the cereal. The milk is just there to help.
To that point though, that's the reason why I said it depends, because like this is fully like a subconscious process. And I did that this like my entire childhood. But if the cereal makes the milk taste good, then you put the milk.
Little Cocoa Puffs.
But if it's like raisin bran cereal, where if it gets soggy, then you put the cereal in afterwards and then it gets less soggy and you can still eat it. It's a bit crunchy.
Okay, I agree with that, but I still like, I'll put the cereal, like for example, Cheerios, I hate them soggy. Yeah. So I put the Cheerios in first and then I pour the milk. Literally, I have my spoon ready. Okay. As soon as I'm done pouring the milk, I put it back in the fridge and I eat my bowl of cereal quick as I can so that it doesn't get soggy.
I have a friend who eats cereal without milk.
Oh.
So,
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Condensed milk.
I see some laughing
behind the... Okay, wait. So, Aiden, milk or cereal first?
I think you should put the cereal first.
Okay, wait.
Nick?
And then Nick?
There's no way he puts milk first.
No,
he's Italian.
Cereal as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Condensed milk. And then just like a little bit of it.
Well,
and then
now we're getting specific.
And then you dilute it as much as you want. And it's like super sweet. I don't know. It's worth it. It's worth a try.
That's wild. See, a good question.
If you have more controversial questions you'd like to ask us.
We have a whole list.
Send them our way. We have a list, but we can add to our list at any time.
We love it. Mister, we're going to do a, what's it called?
Doritos taste test.
We're going to do taste test. Yeah. Maybe it'll be chicken. Maybe it'll be drinks.
I think we should do like the...
I want to do chicken nuggets.
What's that hot wings challenge called?
I'm not doing that.
Nando's, please sponsor us.
They'll do it, and I'll eat regular chicken wings.
Okay, sure. You can be the one asking the questions, and you like, and I can like
eat that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, we're going to do that. If you have any other things that you want us to do, please let us know. We're also going to have guests on our podcast.
Yeah.
And we also have something very special happening in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to, what is it?
For
the first time ever.
In the history of St. Mike's.
In the history of SMC Unfiltered.
We're going to be doing a live podcast recording and you all are invited.
Yay. When is it? Where is it? How long?
Well, according to the paper in front of me, on September 20th, from 3 to 5 p.m., probably in the coop, I think.
Yeah.
Come see us record an episode live. We're going to have free food. We'll probably give away a couple things.
Yeah. You can join us as guests.
Yeah.
You can talk.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Yeah. There's going to be like an interactive component. So we'll be asking the audience questions.
It's like live recording / launch party.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's our launch party, even though we've been doing this for a year.
Yeah. But it'll be great. It'll be fun. So please come. Yeah. Put it in your Google calendars.
Yes.
Google.
Yes. I didn't say it's that. A good way to make friends.
Google calendars. Google calendars. Okay.
Yeah. On that note, I think we're coming to the end.
We are. No. Where can they find us, Eli?
SMC Unfiltered on everything. I believe. Yeah.
Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. Hey. We have RSS feed as well, which is in the link in our bio. That's just basically the main like website that we put it on. So if you don't have any of the other platforms that you want to use, you can listen to it on there.
Mm-hmm. And you can save the podcast to your phone so that you can fall asleep to.
Yes.
There you go.
To SMC Unfiltered as well.
Yeah. We'll be here. We'll try every Friday.
Yeah.
We'll release an episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We did it.
Oh my God. Nice.